This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
So it turns out you were right. Fiesta Bowl it is.
Yeah, blind squirrel finds a nut every now and again.
Right.
But I love it. For the reasons we talked about last week, LSU has been to 50 bowl games now. This is the first bowl game ever west of the state of Texas. First time ever in the Fiesta Bowl. First time back in one of the major bowls. First time under the current format in the New Year's Six. And really, Michelle, for LSU to end up in the Fiesta Bowl, like, it's never happened before. It really may never happen again, just the way bowl tie-ins work. I mean, it's been 125 years of LSU football. This is their first time in the Fiesta Bowl. So it's a great opportunity for the fans. It's really cool for the players to get to play into a big-time bowl game. I know there are some that are going to say, Central Florida, yeah. I actually think that this game has a little more juice than some of the other games involving a Group of Five school because Central Florida's won 25 in a row. They deemed themselves national champs last year. A lot of people are looking to say, okay, who's going to knock them off their pedestal? LSU has that opportunity. Now, they're going to have to do it a little shorthanded. If you missed it, Greedy Williams said that he's declared for the draft. He will not play in the bowl game. Christian Fulton, the other starting cornerback, he hurt his ankle against Arkansas. He had surgery. He's out for the bowl game. Braden Fajoco, starting defensive lineman, arm surgery, he's out for the bowl game. And then remember Jacob Phillips, starting linebacker, he was flagged for targeting in overtime against Texas A&M, which means he's going to miss the first half of the bowl game. Now, the good news is Devin White went to Twitter this morning and said he is going to play. So that's fantastic news for LSU that they'll have their All-American linebacker. But LSU is going to be pretty shorthanded defensively against a team that is one of the best offenses in college football in Central Florida. They average more than 500 yards and 41 points a game. So, huge challenge for the LSU defense. We'll see if LSU offensively can get going a little bit against the Central Florida team. But a great opportunity for fans to go experience New Year's in the desert and not be fooled by all this awful weather, Michelle, that's wrecking our voices, our radio voices. And a great opportunity to go win a major bowl game against a team that people, quite honestly, are waiting to see fall. LSU's got that opportunity. I'm fired up for it.
As am I. A nice job there, Matt. I know all too well that whenever your job requires to use your voice, being sick isn't exactly easy. But best of luck on your show this afternoon on AFR. You can catch the bowl game action right here on your flagship for LSU Sports, Eagle 98.1, the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl featuring number 11 LSU, number 8 UCF in Glendale, Arizona at State Farm Stadium. Noon is going to be the kickoff, and the flagship for LSU Sports is where you can hear it. Eagle 98.1, go Tigers.